Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Well, South Africa's Budget 3.0 has finally been tabled after two failed attempts, and it still reveals a 75 billion rand revenue shortfall. All of that is due to the scrapped VAT increase and downgraded economic growth forecasts. And to address this gap, the Finance Minister, Enoch Godongwana, now implementing significant spending cuts while maintaining a commitment to fiscal consolidation. Let's pull all of that together for you. I'm in conversation with Tertia Jacobs, who is Treasury Economist at Investec. Tertia, a very warm welcome. Good evening to you. And with the scrapping of the VAT hike, how sustainable, in your opinion, then, is the current approach of spending cuts to address this massive multi-billion rand shortfall?
Hello, Jeremy. It's a very good question. So I think the first thing is, in terms of discussing spending cuts, right? The spending increases that were announced in the February and the March budgets were provisional spending, right? So it's not actual spending that is going to be cut. It's actually the budgeted cuts. So there will still be an increase, but smaller than the original proposals.
But we've still got a problem with that big shortfall, don't we?
So if they didn't find tax revenue, the impact on the budget deficit would have been material. So that is why the Minister of Finance announced tax increases again, consisting of the fuel inflation-related increase for the fuel levy, excise duties, and also, which has been their biggest source of income over, you know, for quite a few years, is bracket creep. So that is built into the baseline as well.
But Tertia, is that enough to plug the gap, do you think?
So as things stand now, Jeremy, it's not leading to an acceleration in government bond issuance. So that is the way Treasury is managing fiscal consolidation, which basically means they're trying to prevent the debt-to-GDP ratio from accelerating. But we're seeing this year that it is turning at 77.2% of GDP. So I think the big question for us is, how on earth are we going to stabilize debt-to-GDP over the longer term without resorting to rising taxes on individuals every year?
And Tertia, that figure is enormous, isn't it? So gross debt is expected to stabilize, as you say, at just over 77% of GDP. So maybe just give us a sense of how that compares to previous projections, and more broadly, what does that mean for South Africa's fiscal health?
Jeremy, so over the past 5 years, Treasury has been committed to fiscal consolidation. But what we have seen is that with growth coming in below forecasts every year, they had to increase taxes all the time to prevent the budget deficit from rising. So we actually need more work on the spending side. So the minister has announced that there will be a spending review. They're looking at about 37 billion of savings in expenditure. We'll get more detail on that in October. But the key issue is we need to grow so that we can widen the tax base. And just out of interest is that Treasury is already penciled in 20 billion of tax revenues in the next fiscal year as well to make sure that the budget deficit doesn't widen. And that is where SARS will actually become more important in collecting more tax.
Let's talk about SARS in just a moment, but let me pull you back on the infrastructure spending promise. How do you assess this potential of the investment in the short term, Tertia, to stimulate economic growth? Because this is not a short-term fix, is it?
Not at all. And I think, you know, there has been disappointment that the reform momentum has been a bit slower. So we know, for example, that there has been a lot of progress in terms of Transnet in dealing with the regulatory frameworks. But at the same time, Transnet is facing liquidity and solvency challenges. I don't know that we've just heard that the Minister of Finance has extended another 51 billion rand guarantee to Transnet for the next 2 years to deal with some of these issues. But I think the budget has allocated about 33 billion to infrastructure spending over the next 3 years. So what is important from the budget is that the composition is shifting slightly towards infrastructure, because in the past we usually got big allocations to current spending. But that in itself is not going to drive growth. We can need that the private public partnerships to start kicking in.
And there's still a lot of concern, maybe cautiousness around the public-private partnership model until government starts to send out clearer messages, particularly when it comes to proper spending, to proper budget allocation in that respect.
I think the door has definitely been opened, and the government is looking to replicate the renewable energy program that has been so successful. So, for example, when we look at Transnet, fixing off the six corridors, the Minister of Transport has put out six RFIs to the private companies to see what they need. So there's going to be feedback, and then hopefully the first RFP that will involve the private sector will go live in August. So it's been very slow progress, but I think we're getting closer to the time when we're actually going to start seeing more action.
Tertia, let me just come back to Transnet very quickly. This happening today, that 51 billion rand guarantee facility for Transnet, all well and good, and it's going to give the utility some wiggle room, but it also still illustrates the fragility of the logistics backbone in the country, doesn't it?
No, for sure. And Eskom's Transnet's debt is already approaching 150 billion rand, where the debt servicing bill of round about 15 billion rand is equivalent to the CapEx budget. So it basically means that Transnet is going to incur more debt. So we're not exactly sure whether that will fix the problem. Transnet is in need of restructuring. And I think what we don't know yet is what the end state of Transnet is going to look like.
You spoke about the increased allocation to the South African Revenue Service, all well and good, and it's been on a bit of a run of late. But how effective do you anticipate this move is going to be in enhancing accelerated revenue collection and broadening the tax base?
When Edward Kieswetter announced the revenue receipts or its performance until the end of March, it showed that they managed to generate an additional, well, I don't think it's an additional, they managed to get about 302 billion rand by I think an increased compliance and preventing, fraudulent payouts to individuals or companies. So what we're not clear on is whether that momentum can be sustained. But the minister mentioned that they're looking forward to SARS to generate an additional 20 to 50 billion rand per annum from debt collections. So that will become very important going forward in the event that there's either a revenue shortfall this year because, the growth forecasts have been marked down, and that 20 billion rand additional tax increases that have been baked into the baseline next year. So as I said, there's going to be a lot of pressure on SARS to perform.
And I'm going to leave it there. Tertia Jacobs, thank you very much indeed. Treasury Economist at Investec.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.